Hello, and welcome.
Wow.
To the Cube of Run Games podcast.
Goodness.
My name is Dustin Morbido.
The Dustin Morbido.
As I slap my leg. joining me today for a little two-person sit-down to talk about the year that's been and the year to come. Lorraine Morbido is here.
Who can say?
It's just the two of us today. Not for any specific reason. I just, like, there's been a lot going on. And
yeah, I mean, it's holiday season. It's I feel like it kind of, like Halloween kind of gets the ball rolling. Like, it's your first thing since, like, kind of mid-summer, like, big celebration or, like, normal business altering celebration. And then, like it's picking up pace. You get to Thanksgiving and then you just slam the gas and go until like after the 1st of January, and we're just in like the tail end of that sprint right now.
There's just a cadence to there's a regular once a month
give
holiday
or take
thing,
yeah.
By the time you get to the last quarter of the year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me,
jeez, gross.
And I think that like the weather changing more and stuff, at least if you're in a place that has weather,
mm-hmm. at least
just
like
makes December
seasonal weather,
right? Just makes December feel weirder with like how much more less daylight you mm-hmm. have and how much chillier it is if you're in the upper hemisphere, or whatever.
Give me that chilly.
Suppose it's all the opposite for our Australian brethren. I do think it's funny that there's two different updates for Pokemon Go every couple months now, because since they divided the way that, like, there's not one global set of spawns anymore, so the northern and southern hemisphere are managed separately, so they get like summer spawns in our winter.
That's funny.
But it's just like a thing that I just never had bothered to think about, really.
Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything, you know, respect and love for all our Australian friends out there, but it's just, you know, they're very far away from the Midwest United States.
In Animal Crossing, you could pick your hemisphere, so it would, like, winter, like, actual, like, cold, snowy winter, because there are four distinct seasons in Animal Crossing, would happen mm-hmm. during when it was winter, whether or not you got snow, like, you would get snow and the,
sure.
like, seasonal bugs and everything would be attuned to your like that season. I don't know if that's always been the case. I don't think it has. I don't remember when they first added the like hemisphere distinction between the months, because I know at least the first one, it was
the GameCube one.
Yeah, well, the N64 one, but
whatever.
That became the GameCube.
Yeah, I guess. Although that only came out in Japan, right?
Like the N64
the GameCube
one, yeah.
version is the international
Correct.
First version of Animal Crossing. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, you know, right. Australia, New Zealand, anywhere else I'm forgetting that.
There's a lot of more
right.
places in the southern hemisphere.
I just,
all of South America.
My brain, bad geography.
Probably a good chunk of Africa.
Yeah.
Is in the southern hemisphere.
You know, that would make sense. That would all check out.
All that stuff. Now you've done it. She's going to bite you. She's
Colette,
doing it.
You're soaked.
Colette's here,
cat's
too.
Attacking me.
Being a monster. She's good at that.
so, yeah, you know, seasonal affective disorder, all that.
It's been an even weirder week, kind of, for us, because this is our first real, like, hunkered down, like, self-quarantining since my furlough last year. We had maybe some like exposure. We're not entirely 100% sure exactly.
Let's wind it all the way back to, because I'll probably get this up sometime tomorrow, just before the new year. But
wow.
You know, we had not exactly an extensive suite of plans for the holidays, but mm-hmm. we were going to go see your family, and
yeah.
we were going to have my parents over for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started feeling a little crappy.
Just on Christmas
Eve, basically.
Yeah.
And then a few days later, you found out that...
Well, yeah, so on the Christmas Eve one, we basically just cut all of our plans.
Yeah, it was like, you know...
Just in case.
I feel like I have a cold. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, you know, seriously sick or anything.
Because, I mean, I have been, like, still around the public pretty much every day that I've worked. I mean, granted, we're still We've still been able to be very distanced in the shop. We've all been wearing masks still. So, like, I haven't gotten anything so far because I've been very careful. But, yeah, so you had been with some family, with small children. They're already carrying all kinds of diseases, as children are wont to do.
Went to go see Spider-Man and like true. A pre-packed showing.
That was actually probably the most stressed I've been at any movie theater showing that we've gone to a handful. Like,
yeah, most of the other ones have been already pretty
all
light
the Marvel
on
stuff, and then also Encanto. Is that are those the only things we've seen?
That is correct. To my memory.
Yeah, both of you do assume I can remember. But those were all like we picked better showings for those just because we could. But like it was kind of a like gun to our head. We need to see this now or we can never see it as a group. So we had to go earlier. And I mean, like we both stayed masked the entire time, but there was a lot of people in that theater. and then, yeah, excuse me. It's the ice cream, man. It's getting me still. And then after we had already like
Christmas
shut
weekend.
Down everything, it was the day Sunday-ish, after. I think, yeah. And, I got a call from my manager who was like, hey, someone who's been in the shop recently has tested positive. So I was like, oh, and, then it was up to my discretion because I definitely wasn't feeling as bad as you were, Dustin, over the weekend, but I definitely wasn't feeling 100%. I was already kind of feeling a little out of it, which is also why I was more keen on just fully stopping everything. Because, like, if you got something, I got something. Like, there's no way we weren't going to share that. But it being so close to the holidays and just the fact that so many rapid and self-test things are so hard to come by, especially over that weekend, like, we were just like, it's much easier just to, like, lock ourselves away and not worry too much about it. But then I made the call on Monday to just take this whole week off. I was only going to work 3 days. Today would have been the last day that I had worked for the year. Just because, like, I wasn't working any more night shifts. I didn't have anything super pressing. End of the year, we're wrapping most things up anyway. Like, we're not getting things, like, holiday things aren't going from our shop to the store right now because that's not how fast the pottery works. So it was just like, I'm in a very fortunate position that I can just say, hey, I'm just not coming in for 3 days. And it sounds like a lot of people in the shop had the same opinion because it was myself and one other person who were around the individual who had tested positive. And I, in particular, had worked multiple days with them. So it's just like, as the one who worked closest with them and is already kind of feeling off, I just don't want to risk it. And so I got, like, I was telling the guys in PSN chat yesterday or whatever, like, my first break, like, decent, substantial, like, off time of work, because I'm just part-time, I don't get, like, vacations or anything. I could take some, but there's too few people in the shop to do that. Basically, since we went from the off-season into being open back in April, because of how my days and like lined up, it was a full 7 in between the last day I worked 1 week and the first day I worked the next week. So I basically got slightly more than that this time, which has been nice. I've been able to get a good amount done and just kind of take a breath. And I'm feeling better now. I am definitely feeling a lot better. And I know you are too.
Mm-hmm. So recharging's good. And yeah, I feel better than I did that day, at least. Like I said, still maybe a little sniffly, but sore throat has kind of left me and stuff feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, like I said, it's just, you know, it kind of is what it is to some extent. Like,
yeah.
Do variant making the rounds. People are more active than ever. That's a conversation I had with Phil in the car. We were driving back from something.
Who knows?
Yeah, getting food or something like that. One of those times I think they were down here. And it's just been a perfect storm of, like, it's still, at least, again, like, until, like, as we keep rolling the dice and trying our luck to see if we can find, you know, a variant that is more evasive to the current vaccination procedures that we've got going.
Mm-hmm.
For now, it appears that Omicron is not that. But it's just like this, we're just on this gradual upward slope of escalating risk for people who either have chosen to
or cannot get
yeah. vaccinated.
There's tons of reasons why you may be physically and medically unable to get it.
Yeah,
like, you could be too young. Like, I know a lot of, like, it's what, 5, I think, in Michigan is the lowest, is the bottom bar.
I'm not up to date on that. It's something
below 12. I know that it went a little bit lower.
Yeah. But even today, I feel like they might have talked about new studies that indicated that it was more, like, fine for, you know, more age groups or all children or whatever. But, this is me, like, skimming headlines.
I just hear, like, I just see, like, handful of people.
But like you said,
like,
there are small
retweet
edge cases
like
where it's it is recommended that you wouldn't for certain medical disorders or whatever, or for certain periods of time for people certain ages before all the data comes in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just for everybody in all of those groups, it is like. Like, it's been in, like, people talked about the K-shaped economic recovery, like, for jobs, where, like, you know, rich people did better than ever, and poor people did worse than ever.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a K-shaped risk chart for just COVID outcomes, because it's straight up, every day that goes by, it's worse to not be vaccinated, because people are just taking
more
less precautions
risk,
otherwise. Like, there's less masking, there's less distancing. Yeah. The variants are at least more contagious, and then, you know, other stuff about them still sort of remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are vaccinated are across the board in better positions to have better outcomes. Either you won't get it, or you'll
have such
almost
a mild
overwhelmingly
case.
Get a mild case that is just going to, like, you know, inconvenience you in the way that any,
like,
kind of minor sickness
would. Because, like I said, we never actually managed to get tested, but, like, if we had actually been, like, if that was actually, like, COVID, like, we basically had very mild colds, and that's extremely fortunate.
And I would have never, like I said, everybody has to manage their own anxiety and their risk or whatever, but I would have never done, I wouldn't have gone to Thanksgiving with your family, I wouldn't have gone to see my family over the holidays, I wouldn't have gone to see those movies, if we hadn't been keeping up with our
vaccination schedule.
We
had been able to do that. Definitely made me more comfortable. Like, I've still just been, like, all the holiday night stuff was just such a source of it. Because, like, it was, like, maybe 10% a night of people being masked. And granted, the crowds are a lot less just because they are still capping admission, which is nice. But, like, even if it's only three and a half hours, depending on, like, because members get in half an hour early or whatever. It was still, like, extremely nerve-wracking, and even though I wouldn't have been doing that this week, I would have just been in the shop. Like, me personally, I wouldn't have been as exposed, but if I was carrying something, I would have been spreading it completely internally, which, there's 5 of us, and I know, like, especially, like, just following the web out from the people in that shop, like, there are some extremely vulnerable cases, like, edge cases for a lot of my coworkers, and as someone who can, like, just pull back and not have to worry about it, like, I was more than happy to do it. Even with, like, holiday stuff, like, it sucked. Like, I would have liked to, I did go over to my parents' house on Christmas Day in the morning, alone, masked the whole time, like, to deliver stuff and the food we were supposed to bring. Because we could have probably eventually torn through that whole fruit tray, but it would have been much more used there because, like, my grandparents were coming over and, like, I've still got other cases, like, other people in that sphere that I don't want to risk. And so, and even with, like, having your parents over, I know that would have been fun. We were going to have dinner, watch a movie, just kind of hang out, which we haven't been able to get to do a lot of because we and they are both so busy. And,
So, yeah, it's just, you know, it is evolving, and we're kind of like, in the next couple of weeks, I think we're going to kind of see how bad it is in terms of, like, we're going to see what the outcomes, like, what kind of differences the strides you've made to date are going to make, because the case counts are higher than ever, just like total positive confirmed cases. But like that, you know, the lagging indicators with COVID are, you know, deaths and like that stuff all comes later, because the people are going to succumb to it, take time to, you know, get worse. So hopefully that relative to how many cases there are, there will be less deaths, but it's still, you know, just a horrible. Like when I was talking to some of my family at my grandma's who work in medicine. Like even if it's, you know, even if half of the people who would die usually relative to the total number of cases die because the world's just more vaccinated and there's a little more natural immunity and all that shit. If we're still setting record case counts, that's both still a lot of people that are going to die. And it's a lot of stress to put on a system that is
already way stressed beyond anything and, it was built for and like sustainability.
Yeah, like I said before, I don't blame, because that was one of the things I told them too, you know. They're like, well, they're trying to pay us a bunch of money or whatever, but like at some point, there's no dollar amount. There's no dollar amount you can put on just going into work for the, you know, the nth day, the nth week, the nth month, where it's still just fucked and people are just dying and it's always a crisis because there's been no let up. Like, it, like money is immaterial past a certain point. It's not a matter of how much. It's just like, I can't do this anymore.
I mean, I was more at that point this time last year, just because like the vaccine wasn't anywhere. It wasn't out yet. And staring down the barrel that was holiday nights, like I had sent an email to my manager and also talked to him up front. I was like, look, like I'm terrified. we're not essential. There's nothing about what we do that is essential aside to a bottom line. We make pottery for fun and profit in front of the public. Like, there is no reason, like, I don't feel comfortable risking my life for that. And thankfully, last year we had the buildings closed. Myself and the other decorator did not go to holiday nights at all. And just they would have two potters at the window making stuff for people to see outside. And I had almost considered sending a similar email this year, but after having been there the whole entire year and just kind of like, especially with my booster, once I got the booster, like I know it's not the be all end all, but it did kind of like you said, with the other things that we had done over the past like month or so, like it calmed me down a little bit. And the fact that I can still sit like completely far away from the main counter, I masked the whole time. The presenters were instructed to like move people through to keep them from lingering. And I didn't really talk to people that much. So it wasn't more like I wasn't having conversations with people who A, weren't masked and B, weren't close to me. So that helped like assuade. Is that the word?
Sure. That's a word you could use. That's fine.
Some of those fears. But it still was very nerve wracking past few weeks.
So yeah, at the end of the day, you know, it's still just
stay safe, be like, stay just safe. Be
there's
fucking
a lot of suffering
kind
going around.
Wear
your
goddamn mask
and go get vaccinated. Just do it
if you can,
because the right, like, that's like, as far as I'm concerned at this point, unless you have spoken to a medical professional who like a doctor or a nurse or whoever who specifically knows your medical background. And the, if unless they someone like that has explicitly given you a reason not to get vaccinated,
if you're making a choice based on beliefs, you're wrong. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Well, and it's just like, even taking a step back from that, like, just look at the world. Just like, how many millions of people?
You can't teach people to care, Dustin. You literally can't.
No, I know, but I don't know if I can teach them, you know, statistics either. But look at how many millions.
I mean, you can't teach me statistics because I'm an idiot.
Look at how many millions of people have been vaccinated, and look at how many people
are still dying.
Look at how many people have had a quote unquote a negative reaction to the vaccine, like a material long term. It is almost no one statistically over out of millions and millions and millions and millions of people at this point. So like
a drop in the ocean.
There's real there's real world. Like, even if you
are goddamn science,
if you are for some reason skeptical of peer reviewed studies and shit, there's a lot of practical test cases out in the world that there have been countless vaccines vaccine doses given to people and the negative outcomes from the vaccine itself are close to zero. They are very, very low. And the negative outcomes from COVID are much, much higher than that. You know, they're not like, you know, a 50% chance of death or whatever, which irritates the shit out of me when people like go that route. Well, it's not like I'm going to definitely die. It doesn't matter. Why put yourself in a worse position just to do it? Like, if I were in the NFL, why would I look, if you're a linebacker, you're going to get smushed under a pile of 300 pound men at some point. So you can choose to wear a cup, or you could choose to not do that.
You could choose to not have children.
But at some point,
it's called an involutary vasectomy.
A ton or two of man meat is going to squish your genitals. So why not be prepared for it?
Let's go.
why not take reasonable, relatively easy to acquire precautions to just have a better outcome. that's all I'm saying. And so with all that, with the world update,
woo!
I guess let's talk about us a little bit.
Ew.
2021 was weird.
Yeah.
It was better than 2020. Like, yeah. It was absolutely technically better than 2020. Like, I wouldn't call it a great year.
No.
But it was a relative improvement.
Yeah.
But we're working on a lot of stuff on and off. I've got my first big YouTube project out on the Oops All Thoughts YouTube channel. If you want to go be tormented by racism and sadness and manufacturing.
In like a history context. Yeah, not like it's a, he's not out there just saying slurs.
No, it's a history video about I would call it the less told story of Henry Ford, because that's the saddest thing is all this information is like public-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's all been documented in books for years.
I mean, you went to multiple libraries and checked out books on it.
Yeah, but it is not the part of the story.
And scared the librarian.
It's not the part of the story that people voluntarily talk about. And like I said, I think some of this did fall out of the scripts just to tighten it up a little bit, out of the final thing that I wrote. But I understand, because the video is explicitly more about people in power have very good reasons for you to not think about this shit.
Yeah.
And I think in some version of the script, there were softer lines directed to just the kind of people in the general public of just I understand why the instinct.
Yeah, epilogue was a little longer.
I just cut it down
final
for
thoughts
for
or
time
whatever.
And conciseness or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I understand people's because it's just nostalgia with everything else. Mm-hmm. It's just if you remember GoldenEye fondly. I remember being on my CRT TV in the 90s and playing this video game. It was real fun. And then we went back and played GoldenEye. Recently, and it wasn't very fun. It was, in fact,
bad.
Very bad, and it has aged atrociously. But that nostalgic instinct applies to just real world shit, too. People want to remember that things at the Ford Motor Company were good under Henry Ford because some good things did happen. Cars existed, and cars are neat. They're fun to drive, and they're useful.
Good but analysis, that... Dustin. I hope the rest of your video is like this. Cars, they're cool and they're useful.
But that's just not the full scale of the thing. There's so much more to it than that. And again, people and institutions that have a lot of power have a vested interest in you not thinking about that. Mm-hmm. But it plays into people's internal instinct to just want to remember the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which there was that line sort of still exists early on. There's something akin to that.
Yeah.
There are parts of that impulse that are really positive parts of being a human, but they are easily abused by people who want to create negative outcomes in the world.
Yeah.
It is not good to...
It can be weaponized.
Yeah,
basically.
Right. It can be weaponized. It's not good to just be universally negative.
I mean, for example, a more smaller scale example, maybe you didn't have a good time in high school and you look back on it and you're like, oh, I remember I had this really good friend. We were on I was on sports and stuff. There were clubs and whatever, but then you don't remember the many hours of grueling homework, failing certain tests, not like falling out with certain groups of people. Like you kind of, it, I think the human brain needs to survive, like to kind of not focus as much on like all the really fine details, because the details can like A, just kind of overwhelm you, good or bad, and lead to spirals of depression. And I think that's just like, it's like our, just our brains working towards self-preservation. Like you can stay functioning if you're not dragged into the depths of your own personal shortcomings. And we, as like, we will then also apply that to like bigger scope things, parts of our lives, certain things we remember. But then, like you said, that is a thing that in the wrong hands can get twisted and change certain outcomes or perspectives in a way that monetarily benefits people who are already causing great harm and don't want you to look
sure,
into it.
Sure, or that just keeps the status quo. Like, mm-hmm.
That's a much better way to put it.
That high school example, I think, is amazing, and because you can explore from multiple angles, too. Because on the one hand, right, it's like if you look back at your high school experience and you only look at the sunny side of the stuff, mm-hmm. like if you're not able to holistically, you know, reckon with yourself what the entire experience was like, it just leads for the same outcomes to be the same for kids today, mm-hmm. basically. Like if,
like, oh, I didn't have problems with this.
Yeah,
like,
if things about your high school experience were that, like, you know, the general positivity side, the stuff that were worse were like that, you know, the homework was mm-hmm. tedious or grueling, or just like not very effective at teaching you, or, you know, the bullying situation was way out of whack. Like if you just ignore that stuff, we're just laying the groundwork for that cycle to keep perpetuating forever. Whereas if we reckon with it and are honest with ourselves about what we mm-hmm. what was positive and what was negative about those experiences, and then try to emphasize the positive stuff and mm-hmm. and take action to address the negative stuff, then we can get better outcomes for our kids and our grandkids and kids 100 years from now. Mm-hmm. And by the same note, if it, you know, there will be interests that, like, for example, if we have figured out across the board that just, you know, the amount of homework we're assigning kids is just out of whack.
It is.
And we want to decrease that. Companies that sell, you know, Scantrons or textbooks or even pencils, like mm-hmm. just all
any
whatever.
Kind
These
of
are
supplies.
All examples. Like,
yeah.
If there's a monetary interest to keep the amount of homework steady, even though it would be in everyone's best interest to lessen it, other than these mm-hmm. handful of companies that want to sell stuff, you know, they have an explicit financial interest in keeping the status quo at the
tipped in their favor
and making the world materially worse just so a small group of people can make mm-hmm. more money. And that's basically what the video is about. Holistically, and you know,
but
it's
also
about
cars.
It's about Henry Ford and cars,
and unions,
and racism. So
in bad Germany.
So if you, if you can stomach, and if you're
hour.
In a good space, like right, if you're in like an emotionally stable spot, and you're, you know, willing to watch something that is occasionally pretty dark,
but very well put together.
Thank you. go check
it
out.
Someone who's watched it multiple times, it kept getting better.
Go check it out on the Oops All Thoughts YouTube
Woo.
Channel. So that's out. And, yeah. and like even to step back from that, like the release of it, just like, it was a lot of work. It was a lot of, you know, emotional struggle getting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mostly feel the way I hoped I would, that it's out. Okay. It's just nice to have completed something.
Mm-hmm.
And it has given me, I think, like I said, the last 2 weeks have been kind of rough. Just getting across
the
finish line.
It was honestly kind of, this whole month was almost like what you might call like crunch, sort of. Because you were like, you were hauling ass to get
I put in my first like 60-hour week of kind of any kind of effort. Like over mm-hmm. the, like I've kind of taken myself easier during the pandemic. I just haven't, you know, pushed myself to mm-hmm. put in that those kind of hours in like a short span of time. If at all possible.
There's there's a lot else going on. You don't need to like push yourself to your physical maximum.
Yeah, but that week, that 1 week when I wanted to get a mm-hmm. rough cut out, just get a little feedback from a couple people, I got it together. But yeah, it's just like I said, it's just nice. It is nice to feel the way that I think we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, every time, you know, you finish a new art project, or you do a big thing at work, or you release mm-hmm. a new, like, when you've got, like, really completed a piece of writing or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's just that, that another innately human trait is just to have, like, the
responsibility off you, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, just like the I don't know, I can't summon the word that I'm thinking of, but just the catharsis of, like, an ending. Like, mm-hmm. and human beings need endings to mm-hmm. things.
Put a lid on it, close the book.
Yeah.
Put it away. Dig so
just
the
like
grave.
Right. There is just like a raw mental relief from mm-hmm. saying this thing started and then it had a time where it was in progress and now it's done. So mm-hmm. it's time to move on to the next thing, whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice to have that sensation because, like I said, yeah. that's kind of eluded me creatively in a lot of ways just because a lot of the stuff we worked on is
much bigger scope.
It's been a much bigger scope and I've just gotten overwhelmed a lot of the time mm-hmm. and a lot of life stuff has happened around it.
Yeah.
But finishing this has given me a lot of hope, just
good
positivity
vibes
about moving on to the next thing. And
fantastic.
I really, really, I'm as dedicated as I've ever been to finishing up the game stuff we've been working on. So mm-hmm. God willing, Down the Drain and Super Cucumber will be out, you know, in this hopefully pretty near future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hoping we could make a more formal whatever
tomorrow. Yeah, we'll
I'm really
talk
hoping
stuff maybe
we can maybe
weekend.
Get like those regular kind of Saturday afternoon streams in again, because I would like to because
mm-hmm.
those we were really productive during those. And like, granted, you floated that idea like right as the off season was ending, so I lost all my Saturdays, but that I think that'll be a good kind of like just having like setting aside time to do anything, I feel like, is better than always forcing yourself to do it at every waking moment if you can avoid it. Like, kind of getting yourself, having, like, something to look forward to, or, like, know that you've got responsibilities on a certain time, like, and then clearing that space, that area, that whatever, and then just doing it, I think, is amazing for productivity.
Yeah, so we'll, that'll be an evolving, like you said, we'll hopefully stream some more. We'll definitely be working on stuff some more regardless.
Yeah, off camera or whatever too.
Yeah, it's just going to be, like mm-hmm. I said, though, finally ship those two things and then we'll really have kind of a, like, the cleanest slate we've had in a while to, you know, what are we going to do after that? I don't know, something.
We've started brainstorming game 3, sort of.
Yeah, you know, it's always a chance for more video stuff.
Yeah.
Probably plink away at that and fits and starts just as, you know, the mood suits, as ideas crop up or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Always kind of do how I handle things, and like I will do like a draft of something and then just set it aside for a while and go on to something else to kind of clear my head on it and then come back. Because like you could like write rough drafts of scripts whenever you want and then like either like have blank spaces for like more like citation basically for more research or whatever, and then come back to it and be like, okay, now I'm going to film this or start check out this that book or whatever, learn more information, do some studying. Like laying groundwork is as important as actually like breaking ground in any creative endeavor.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, now that you brought that up, that's a thing that I had kind of forgotten that, like, now I'm thinking of it again because you sort of mentioned it.
I've helped. Or hurt.
The other way, other than just finishing a thing, which has been nice, the other way I think the video stuff has positively affected just, like, my desire to do more things or my productivity in general is that there were other things in that process that that changed up the activities you had to perform while creating it.
Yeah.
That weren't just sitting at the desk and grinding out at something, because almost all the video game stuff short of just like having, you know, like a stand-up meeting where you're spitting ball on ideas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're drawing or coding or typing up dialogue
That's
or whatever, any of that shit, at the end of the day you're at a computer working at a keyboard, and it's just, you know, it gets monotonous after a while. In some parts of that video where I went off and, like, you know, shot some live action footage at some places. There was
red books,
you know, right? Changing up, yeah, exactly. Like, it's just a different
books.
different activities, different physical locations. It was just a nice, it was nice to change things up a little bit.
Yeah.
It was welcome. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now. It's just keep moving forward, keep working on stuff.
Yeah.
Eventually get all that stuff we've got in the queue done and then go from there. But, yeah, like I said, I'm glad that, all we can do is, you know, try to do a little bit better than the day before, right? So I'm glad that the world is doing ever so slightly better in 2021 than it was in 2020. I am personally glad that both of our outputs have been, you know, better this year. Mine very specifically, because like I said, I would have loved to get a lot done on games and stuff. Last year, and it just didn't materialize, really. I just couldn't summon up the will to do it. I know you lost all that time with the Potter and stuff, with the big projected shutdown and the layoffs and everything. But
I'm just glad I was able to really just kind of mostly bounce back to where I was. Like, I do think that some of the finer points that I was really getting to earlier last year when we were like a lot deeper in like really close training because we were all together and we were working on stuff like it was training. Like it was a lot of just like repetition, doing like certain designs again and again and again, like, practicing specific skills. Like I do think I lost some of that in that 6 months, but like the environment that I came back into is just so different. Like, and it's getting shaken up again or getting shooken up, whatever. With this new calendar year, like I know there's some rumors floating around that things are going to be a little different, like our output wise, and I'm curious to see how that ends up like shaping up. But like I know I've like I'm talking like on my last day that I worked last Thursday, I was talking to my one coworker, like this has been my first full calendar year like at work.
Uninterrupted, yeah.
Because I started in like mid-spring or whatever 2 years ago and then lost literally half of last year to being off, and from January to January, like this, I mean this week not excluding, because right. like whatever I've been there. Like I've been working for an entire calendar year there, and like that's huge. Like I know I've continued to grow a lot better. I know I can keep improving, and like thing that kept me going during that furlough was just like doing more of my own creative stuff. Like, and that's kind of what I filled this week with. It's like I said, it was a mini flashback to like those 6 months, sort of like I wasn't going anywhere. So I just buckled down and like, I've gotten almost completely through a full rewrite of something that I worked on like a month or so ago, and feeling really good about that. because I was needlessly stressing about it not being done when it's not coming out until like the end of February, but you know, whatever. I get in my head a lot. And I technically have content written through the end of June, but that's different. That's completely off the point.
But is that like written in like you would feel comfortable posting it?
No.
Or, okay. You need to go back and edit a little.
Oh yeah. Okay. It's the first,
so that's pretty far ahead of the curve. That makes more sense.
I could, I bet I would probably be fine with it. Like, content-wise, I'm satisfied. It's more of just like, does this sound like a real sentence?
Right.
Have I used this word too many times? Because I'm very self-conscious about that.
Polish stuff up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I mean, that's what this rewrite process is. I have first draft on one side, blank sheet of paper. It's a different document.
Mm-hmm.
Open on the next. Read from it, translate it into, like, sometimes, like, I'll add stuff later in that I'm like, oh, I want to reference earlier on, blah, blah, blah. Make it cohesive, because I never know what I'm doing most of the time. And just kind of, like, cleaning it up. And then it gets through kind of two more passes at least, until I'm, like, really satisfied with something that, like, I'll just set aside. Maybe glance over it once or twice more. Nothing super crazy. But yeah, I've got like, what was it? I have like maybe 4 more chapters I need to rewrite for the one thing. And then it'll get into the, that later editing, and I'll start on the next rewrite.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, there's the, you know,
like I said, it's less stressful for me when I can just post it.
I have all the respect in the world for your output and your dedication.
I mean, I'm just vibing.
And just like the, like I said, the fact that you're just doing stuff you want to do. Because that helped me kind of mess with some of this other stuff. It helps me want to finish the stuff we've been working on together. Still inspiring, Lorraine, to just watch you do stuff and get stuff done. And
I try.
It's real great. And all the progress you've made in the pottery shop, too. Like how far you've come and how comfortable you've gotten after putting in a ton of effort and learning a bunch of stuff. Because again, like I said, I think that's way more impressive than, like, I don't believe in fate, really. I don't believe in, like, savants necessarily. Like, like obviously some people are intrinsically a little better at doing some things than other people, but I don't believe that there's anyone out there who is destined to write the next American novel or play, be the best basketball player or whatever. I think that, that all that stuff needs to be honed through hard work. And I think that anybody can become okay at a thing by really busting their ass. Like if you try really hard, you know, you probably won't be able to necessarily play in the NBA just if you really put in a lot of effort, but you can sink more three pointers than you ever have before if you go out on the court and just keep shooting them. And so, like I said, I just have a lot of respect for how much effort you put into all that stuff, into writing, into the
And I think pottery. It's more like one of the things that really bothers me in the pottery shop specifically is people gushing about my talent. And like, it's less like I was not born drawing or doing anything creative. Like, I maybe have a more like personality or mental disposition to doing tasks like that because I find it soothing or enjoyable or whatever the case may be. Like, some people just don't have that kind of headspace. You just can't or whatever.
And to be clear, you mean the general public, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify.
No. It's never coworkers.
That this is not the people you work with because they understand that it's a honed skill that just takes years to get better at.
If you put all of their experience together, they probably have a century's worth of time put into crafts in general.
Yeah.
Be it like illustrations, drawing, pottery, whatever. They're such a talented group because they've put in the time.
Yeah, but I agree with you. It can be, I think that attitude is,
and as someone who's always done stuff like this, like creative stuff in general, that has always been thrown at me, like, oh my God, you're so talented. And like, no, I've worked it. The thing that I always counter those people with is a lot of practice. I'm just like, I have done literally thousands of these goddamn ornaments. Of course they're going to look really good because I've done them so many times. I can make a plate without really thinking about it because of how many plates I've made. I can draw, like, well, when we were, I was doing my art stream yesterday and I just like popped out Nidorino because like, I've gotten a lot better. I just haven't sat down and figured out which one it was yet. I want to look at the first art that I had posted or whatever this year and compare it to the one I did yesterday and just look. Because I know that over this year in particular, and even last year, because I was just doing it more, like, I know I've improved, like, in my digital art, too. Like, I've learned a lot of new things, like, tricks with the software, but I've also just, like, worked more on, like, smaller things. Image composition, backgrounds in particular have been a really big thing, like actually making scenes. Goddamn human anatomy, which is not a strong suit for me. I've been pushing myself because I want to get better. And that's the thing that people don't see all the time because they don't see the reps. They don't see the like really bad first drafts of something. They just see the final product and being like, oh my God, you must be like God's gift to mankind when it comes to whatever the thing you're making is.
Yeah, well, and I think, like I said, there's a lot of layers to that. Like, I think at first it's not, again, that's sort of like one of those unintentional negative human interactions because they are intending to compliment you.
Yeah, it's always meant as a compliment. Like, it's never meant to, like,
but it always
gets me down.
I absolutely agree with you that it feels like a betrayal of, like, it just feels like
it's devaluing
me. It feels like it's not being properly respectful of how much true effort it's taken to get to that point. And I think it kind of loops back sort of in a, like, a roundabout sort of fuzzy way to some of the stuff we were talking about before of just, like, I think it's a really negative attitude for people to have across the board in society because it's that's the kind of thinking that is the nature of thought that leads people to think that every outcome is predetermined.
Yeah.
That, like, look, if the
they
good,
can't make
if the
change.
Good people are in good positions of power, if good things have happened to those people and bad things have happened to these other people, it must be intrinsic. It must be because those people are great, and the like. It must be because that billionaire is the best person, and that homeless person is a shit person, and that's just not like the complicating layers of you know, effort and circumstance and raw random draws of things that happen in people's lives.
Goddamn, Ian Malcolm was right.
Yeah, really.
The world is chaos. Women will inherit the earth.
But yeah, I just fundamentally do not believe in predetermined outcomes like that. I don't think that anyone is fated for greatness. I don't think that anyone is fated to fail. Mm-hmm. But I think that having a realistic understanding...
You're fated to fail if you think you're going to. Like, the power of positive thinking can be a very powerful tool, but the power of negative thinking just works in the opposite direction. Like, sometimes you can't break that cycle. Like, I've this year and last have been some, I was telling one of my friends, like, the highs are higher, but the lows are sure lower. Like, I have sunk to some really personally, emotionally low depths over the past, like, 2 years. And, like, have mostly clawed my way out of them with just pure farm-raised grade A stubbornness and helping hands, like someone to, like, lift me up and help me find that spark of positivity that'll stop the negative from just consuming everything.
Yeah, I just think it's, like I said, I think across the board we need
it's a sham.
Adjust people's expectations to, like, so that's a big, like, you can create a lot of change in the earth if you can start getting people to come to the conclusion that a lot of what happens in the world is out of people's control. And perhaps the best, some of the best ways we can spend our time and energy and effort adjusting the things we can control are to, you know, lift up whoever is struggling the most. And again, there's no, like, single, like, fixed, it's just like, you know, to make the lowest points in human experience better.
Raise the floor, lower the ceiling.
Raise the floor, lower the ceiling, and make the, right, and make, and try to make sure that people do not exceed other people's, you know, resources and ability to affect change so much that they just become completely
disillusioned.
Well, completely divorced from the consequences of the things that happened to the earth.
Okay, you're
right. Like,
you were looking from the top down, not the bottom.
Like,
I gotcha.
You know, like, what could if all public transit in America went away tomorrow? That doesn't affect Jeff Bezos. It affects a lot of other people who really need that public transit. If all drinking water that comes out of taps disappeared tomorrow, Jeff Bezos can have spring water flown in from any place on earth that he wants for him and his family and anybody he deems worthy. But a lot of people will definitely need that water and won't get it. So it's just, we just got to do a better job of adjusting people's expectations and then just making all of human experience a little less shitty overall. And in my opinion, that is not, it is not possible to achieve that while still just letting people consolidate in a nearly infinite amount of power and money. But yeah, that's, you know, and again, just to take it back to, like, the personal interaction stuff, it would just be nice to have people comment, and it would be nice to have people acknowledge how hard you worked. Not necessarily just that, like, you won, like, that you were intrinsically built to be good at whatever one thing they seem to have identified
that,
about you.
Just the nature of how, like, kind of weirdly different holiday nights is, like, people don't linger as much generally, but the ones who do, for the most part, either had something in particular they wanted. Like, I had a handful of, like, technical, like, talks with people, which were always really cool. Like, I love when people are excited to hear about either, like, have their own, like, background in, like, pottery or some other kind of craft and can appreciate, like, the really technical, like, jargon that I can throw out, or if they're just like interested in it, like I could just be telling them the most basic thing and they're like enamored by it. But one of the most common things were there's this one type of plate that I've been making a lot of, these small little snowmen plates that are an old thing in the shop but hadn't been done for a while until I was given them like 2 years ago or whatever, and was given them again this year. I've been like, hey, just make a bunch of these. We have to make up for the crap from the company that makes, that does the, like runs the gift shops or whatever. Like their stuff is literally on a boat outside of California. So we need to have more of our stuff in the shops, like more of the craftswork stuff. So I was making a bunch of these plates and so many people have commented on the plate, which is the one on display is specifically one of mine, and just being so excited about it. And that has been, that was every time I heard that, it was, and even when they like talked to me, even if they weren't talking to me, I like, it made me feel good. But when they stopped and were like, hey, like this plate, this like, they like, I mean, they like were admiring everything else, but like, this is really great. Like, I like this a lot. And I'm just like, thank you. Cause on that last Thursday, this woman, was just like, do you know if they have these in the gift shop? And I'm like, they better, because I made like literally over 100, like 100 plus of them. Right. And she's like, good, because this is the thing that I want. And I'm just like, it just, I don't know. It just, even if it's not necessarily like, they're not complimenting me specificically, like not something that's, I'm doing right then.
Implicit recognition but yeah, of your
I know that it's
effort.
My plate, yeah. And I know that they like that. So it's like, even if it's not like a, like, oh my God, did you make all this stuff? And I'm like, well, no, mm-hmm. we all did. But mm-hmm. there's a handful of things. It's that and like a light blue, one of the snowflake plates in particular, aside from the handful of ornaments. But there are a few things out there that are specific, that are, are specifically mine. And I have heard people comment on them. And it always makes me happy.
Yeah, as well it should.
Even if you're not necessarily like, you don't have to tell me specifically. Me just hearing you say that you like a thing that I did, yeah. just it makes me happy.
Boost the mood.
Give me the serotonin.
It's nice to feel like you're contributing. It's nice to feel like you mm-hmm. did something that,
even if it's just
some kind of impact,
dumb little pottery. Even if it's a very self-serving, sappy, drama-filled story, or a dumb piece of art that is a Pokemon, like. That's one of the things, I know I've talked about this before, like probably hundreds of times now, and people are probably sick of it, but that's the thing that kind of last year, and sort of like my sort of growing into what I do creatively has been around. It's just like, I'm making stuff for me. Obviously that doesn't really apply at work, but if what I can do, whatever that is, can make the little sphere of my influence better, I'm gonna do it. And obviously the stuff that is more closer to me personally, I feel like has a more personal effect on people. But even just like stuff like that, like just making someone's evening, having a good conversation, someone liking an ornament or a plate or luminary, whatever, if I can like boosts someone up a little bit, it boosts me up too. And that's why I make anything.
Yeah, well said.
Bang. Sort of. It was actually kind of a mess.
I mean, the emotion was right. That's worth a lot.
I have feels, Dustin. I have many of them. Too many most of the time.
Yeah, and honestly, unless you have anything else specifically that you want to discuss, I think we can sort of leave it there. Because like, I was trying to sum up my thoughts on just like why... personally
just
like,
why wow
outside of like the like macro level stuff, why personally I think this year was better than 2020 or like even better like in this sense than like most years recently mm-hmm. for me is that just this has been the most, and finishing this thing before the end of the year, which is what I would have really wanted to do. I really mm-hmm. wanted to get this video out before the arbitrary rollover mm-hmm. of one calendar year to the next.
Woo! Time is a construct.
I just wanted to finish something that mm-hmm. I knew I could technically finish.
Yeah.
Like, so this has been the most creatively fulfilling year I've had in a long time. And here's hoping, like I said, I have great optimism that, fingers crossed, next year will be even better. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's up to the two of us to make it real.
Yeah.
but that's where I'm at. I just, like, feel like, you know, tired in like a largely good way.
Yeah.
Satisfied at having set out to do a thing and having done it. And, you know, time to look forward to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, unless you have anything else to add, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, see 2021 off and onward to 2022. Well, yeah, that's thank you, Lorraine, so much for hanging out and having this wonderful conversation.
Always a delight.
Thank you, anybody out there who's listening, who has ever listened. Thank you, anybody out there who happens to check out any of that video stuff. Hopefully we'll make more of that in the future. Start doing housekeeping stuff again, just then the off chance that, again, we'll see how things go. But I'll be putting out YouTube content sometimes on the Oops All Thoughts YouTube channel. We'll be streaming video game development and probably some video game playing on twitch.tv/cubehorngames.
And archived on youtube.com.
Yeah, and right.
Do we have a
and
URL
every other...
on that?
Huh?
Did we get a URL on the Cubehorn Games YouTube?
Yeah, we that one, that channel has surpassed. We have a real...
I knew we were yeah. over 100 on there, yeah. But I didn't remember if we had gotten the URL or not.
Yeah, it's Cubehorn Games or youtube.com/... It's either just /CubehornGames or slash, there's like a C or
channel
or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But it is, yeah, it's Cubicorn a real domain. It's a real domain.
Or just if you go to CubicornGames.com.
Yeah, all of our, right, all of our...
All that nonsense.
Pretty much all of our collective output is...
Bang, bang.
Type in Cubicorn Games into the whatever and you'll find something that we're up to. Yeah,
only
with all that.
Cubicorn Games, only fans. Let's new it. Let's go. MovieDump.com.
With all that said, we are going to call it a show. We are going to call it a year.
Wow, wow, wow.
And we will see you guys in 2022.
Woo.
Have a good everything. So long, Internet.
Bye-bye.